it was a real movement of the Holy Spirit to create this feast. It's a modern feast in a way, the Feast of the Holy Family. The Holy Spirit wanted it to remind us and everybody of the mystery and greatness of family life. What happens if parents cannot bring up their children to love and forgive and seek the good of another? These children get married, they won't make it. They don't know how to live in a family. And that's why we have so many divorces. You know, I mean, the matrix of humanity is the family. And it's the school of humanity. It's the school of love. And it's difficult. Not everything's difficult, you know, until we get to heaven. But if you look at, I used to, you know, when I, my job, when I taught at the J.P. Drew Institute for Marriage and Family, was to teach the biblical theology of marriage and family. It was a full-year course. And I was always in awe to think of the wisdom of God to create such a place of love, you know, to make man and woman who are complementary. They're complementary in the way that light is both wave and particle. This is a discovery of a friend of mine who's writing her third volume on the concept of woman. And it's a huge breakthrough to finally see what complementarity means, you see. To have that, not only the complementarity of generating children, but the whole reality. Because we're physically different, and all our information comes first from our senses, we perceive reality a little bit differently. And that's meant to be by God. And this is the place where, therefore, we learn to be open to others and to go out to them in love. It is also, in a way, a little image of the Trinity. You see, we have the Father and the Son and then the Holy Spirit. It's relationship. And so the challenge to the church today is to teach people how to live relationship so that when they marry, they know what relationship is. And they know what it means to have to overcome the weakness of our nature, which is, you know, tends towards selfishness and anger and all those things. And the sacrament of matrimony, you see, is to take the love between Christ and the church and put it into the marriage. And so that it shows forth this mystery of the love between Christ and the church. Or in another way, the love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And from that matrix comes children who can begin life helped over the sinful drives, the concupiscence that's in us. And we've all seen such beautiful examples of this work out. And so God's plan for humanity is marriage. No marriage, no humanity. Human beings, but no humanity. And that's the challenge. And so the church put this in here to stop everybody and say, remember, God himself was born into a family. St. Thomas asked the question, was that marriage? between Mary and Joseph, was that a real marriage? And he said, yes. It was a commitment between a man and a woman, and it was fruitful. Fruitful in a different way than anybody else, but fruitful. By the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, there was a child. So it's a real marriage. And it's quite beautiful to think about, isn't it? And that this is, it's a plan of love for humanity. Now what's happened in our own day is become centered on sexuality, like that's it. And therefore, nobody takes the rest of the challenge, well, nobody, but... And now, of course, with all the scientific progress, you can divorce not only marriage from sexuality, but children from sexuality. And they're no longer intimately connected. You can stop the process anytime you want, or you can just abort the child. From this, the world sinks into a whole unhumanity. You see, marriage is the school of humanity. It's the very place. See, God made man and woman, yes, so that the new reality, the new child, the new human being would come from this human relationship. And that's why big families have always been considered a blessing. A blessing. You all know families of 10, 12 and more children. But even 5 and 6, you see, it's a blessing. Our challenge today is to get people ready for marriage who are coming out of a modern American family often, or very often, from a broken family. And who's prepared them for their own humanity? Who's prepared them to, by the grace of God, to be human? To know how to put priorities, you know. Is my son's track meet more important than my golf match? Yes. Yes. I have brought this one into the world. I will answer to God for how this one grows up. So I've got to. Anyway, it's worth pondering today and praying. And the intention of my Mass today is for every family, especially all in the community, but everywhere. It's the key to humanity. And when that's not there, you see what happens. When it is there, there's a reality to it. You can see how beautiful humanity it can be. I'll give you a tiny example. I might be going on, I am too long. I'll give you the example next Feast of the Holy Family.